Today, you and I heard the first reading from Isaiah, the second of the servant songs, the second of those four pieces of poetry that the church identifies with Jesus as a song. The servant is not the person who does menial tasks. The servant is the one who stands in the name and in the person of the master. The servant is the one who has, if you will, the power of attorney. The servant can speak for the master and act in the master's name. It is a position of responsibility. The servant is the very presence. Now, the image that is drawn in Isaiah is that the servant is humble. The servant totally is handed over to the will of the master. The servant does only what the master says and what the master does. Jesus has described himself in that way. He says, "I do not speak these words of my own. I speak only given me to say. Whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise. Because the Father loves the Father shows the Son all that he does." Jesus identifies immediately with God and sees his role or his vocation as to be the presence of God among creation. Well, this humble servant is also a servant who is rejected by the prophets, and the servant will suffer. In today's reading from Isaiah, it is clear that from the very beginning, God has chosen the servant. "Before I was conceived in my mother's womb, you named me." But the servant is to be much broader than a servant of God's plan for the house of Israel. Because the poem, the portion of the poem ends today by saying, "It is too little that you should restore the house of Jacob or restore the house of Israel. I shall make you a light to all nations, so that all people may come to me." So there is a universal vocation or call that Jesus has, that the servant of God has. And that universal call is a call that is, through Jesus Christ, the call of the church. 45 years ago, when church reflected on its own life, its own meaning, its own identity in the Second Vatican Council, it produced a document, the Dogmatic Constitution on the Church, the definition of the Church. And that document was called the Light to the Nations, a direct reference to this passage from the book of Isaiah, but also a direct reference to the words of Simeon spoken in the second chapter of St. Luke's Gospel. As Jesus is brought to the temple 40 days after his birth, Simeon takes the child in his arms and says to Mary that this child is the light of the nations and the glory of Israel. So in so many ways, the scriptures, the thread is drawn. And in so many ways, the understanding of who Jesus is hangs upon our always